live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone at 2:30, and I'd really like to welcome my guest, Debbie Sheridan. Are you there, Debbie?
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, lovely to hear from you. Now, Debbie, before we get into the nitty-gritty of sling dancing, do you want to say what your background is and how you sort of first heard about sling dancing and what made you sort of get involved in it?
Sure, yeah. Okay, so hello, everyone. I am Debbie. And yeah, my business is Everybody Sling Dance. So I was a performer right from when I was 18. I worked at Butlins, I worked at Disney Cruise Line, I worked at Legoland. So many different places, dancing and mainly entertaining children and having lots of fun. And then I actually started my own business doing children's birthday party entertainment and settled down. And then I had children and decided that, well, my first baby, and decided that I wanted to do some dancing whilst baby wearing at the same time, because I really love that closeness that you have when you've got your baby in a carrier or a sling, and how convenient it is to have your hands free. It really makes you happy when you're dancing. And I know I've spread that happiness to lots of other people as well, all the ladies that come to my class. It always makes them have a smile on their face and enjoy the week as well. You know, having a baby is hard. So having that bit of dancing and fun just alleviates that sort of stress of being a new mum.
So did you sort of create this, or did someone else was already doing it and you thought, oh, this is a great thing to get involved with? And also, what age do parents start? Because I believe it's women and men can come to this your sling dancing classes. And what age are the babies from and go up to?
So we usually say that mums need to have had their postnatal check if they come to class. So that's sort of when the baby is 6 weeks or 10 weeks, depending on what kind of birth the mum has had, just so that they're ready to come back to working out, you know, doing some fitness. But yeah, dads can carry babies in slings, or carers can carry babies in slings from birth. So you could come to my classes from birth, and obviously for mums, just when you're ready.
Yes, and you said, so did you start the business, or did someone teach you how to do it? And what kind of dancing is it? I mean, I'm presuming it's not kind of a massive aerobic workout.
No, that's right. It's gentle exercise. So, yeah, there is actually another, I think there's a few other companies out there that do this. But I actually went to a franchise class when I lived in London with my baby. And then we moved areas. We moved to Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk. And there was no classes over there. So I decided that I would set up my own class over there, doing my own routines. And it's all to pop music. So, yeah, like things like Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran, Britney Spears, Spice Girls. I love a bit of throwbacks as well.
Yeah, so I know for myself that when my children were little, I carried them in a sling pretty much, this, like you were saying, all the time. One, because you could get on with other things. But two, I found that my babies were much happier being upright than lying in a pram or a cot. They wouldn't settle in there. Whereas I found if they on me, and also, I think you were saying, they hear the music and they also hear the parent's heartbeat, or the person that's carrying them's heartbeat. So it's very reassuring, isn't it, for parents? And as you say, having a first baby, or any baby, is hard work. And it's quite nice to do that in a social group as well. I know that my postnatal yoga gang that I did afterwards, which wasn't really yoga in the sense of, you know, proper hardcore yoga, but it was the looking forward to going to the class once a week and catching up with all the other people in the class was really vital for my time.
Yeah, that's right. I actually find it really hard going to baby groups and talking to people. For some reason, I just sit there sort of with my head down, just smiling at my baby. I'm a performer, but I have always found, you know, I'm sort of an introvert at auditions and at social sort of circumstances. But then when I'm on stage, that's when I like come out of my shell, and I just love performing and it makes me so happy. So this class, I made it to make friends as well. I knew that I'd be able to push myself and then get some people to come along that would be having, you know, babies similar age to me and also enjoy dance as well. Yeah, just looking for a bit of fun and friendship.
Brilliant. So if people want to get involved now, obviously I've just realized that we need to talk about how you've changed them before lockdown, because obviously people, I was about to ask you where people go for your classes, but at the moment that's not quite the same case as for lots of exercise things. So where were they and where are, how are you doing them now?
Yeah, so like I said, I was in London, first of all, when I went to these classes. I moved to Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk and set up the classes over there. And then I moved to Oxfordshire and set up the classes over there. And then recently, in December, that's when I moved here to St Neots in Cambridgeshire, and I've set up the classes over here. My husband used to be in the RAF, so we're a military family and we're moving around a lot. So it was hard work, keep setting up my business, but it was such a great way to keep making friends in new areas. So yeah, my classes, I do still have a lady running my class in Oxfordshire. She is doing really, really well. She's just taken it on. She was a lady that was in my class and she's grown in confidence so much. And she's actually teaching at my online classes as well. And yeah, so the classes were in St Neots, and hopefully we will set that back up again soon whenever this lockdown finishes. But I took my classes online straight away. So as soon as sort of the lockdown came, I got online, me and Gemma, who is my my lovely dance teacher in Oxfordshire. I do a live class on a Wednesday and she does a live class on a Friday on Facebook. And we are charging for these classes because obviously we're self-employed. So this is money that goes towards putting food on the table for our family.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's only £4.50 a week. So it's cheaper than what you would pay probably for a face-to-face baby class anyway. And you are getting two classes a week, friendship and support as well. We're here to support those ladies with babies. I mean, I say ladies, I haven't actually got any men in the group, but men are welcome. Dads, carers, anyone with a baby. I mean, I say baby as well. My youngest has just turned two and my oldest is going to be four in July, and the, you know, nearly 4 year old, she still loves going in the sling and she'll still have a dance with me. If you carry from birth, then if you keep carrying, you'll build up your strength and your stamina and you just get more of a workout.
So I'm about to say that's a very good strength exercise then, isn't it? Because I certainly know my second son got quite big very quickly. So, well, he was born very big too, to be fair. And yes. I had a premature first one, so it was a bit of a shock, as in the difference in sizes. So, yeah, I guess it just depends on how much you can carry and how well you are. Where do people look for your classes then if they want to? Is it, did you say on Facebook they need to find you, or do they?
Yes. What,
is there an email address?
Yeah, so I am on Facebook, Everybody Sling Dance, Cambridge and Bedford, or there's Everybody Sling Dance, Oxfordshire as well. So if you come across either of those pages, they're both me, Everybody Sling Dance. And then, yeah, there is the email as well, everybodyslingdance@gmail.com. And I do have a website. It's a bit of a complicated address because it's just a free Wix website. So if you go on to probably on Google and search Everybody Sling Dance, then you might be able to find my Wix website through that.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Debbie, and good luck with those. They sound absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.